Ciccarelli. Yesterday, he sent out a $20 super chat specifically to something for Paulie, but we were caught up in the live fight chat and then ended the show. Chick, apologies, but don't worry, man. Paulie frequents this studio, and I'm sure he'll be back on and we can address him. But, you know, never leave a man behind. It's never intentional. Danny Jacobs in the ring. I don't know. I feel like his ring little robe is kind of a throwback to the older generation, right? Very plain, kind of sleek.
Yeah, I
good
like
to see
it,
Dre there. Good to see Andre Rozier back in the corner with Daniel Jacobs.
Always good to see Uncle Dre. And, you know, Ness, another thing I want to throw out there and keep in mind, John Ryder, although with five losses, he's only been stopped once. You know, Billy Joe didn't stop him. Callum didn't stop him. Rocky Fielding didn't
stop him. Wow, Callum didn't stop him. That's impressive because I feel like Callum has some power. I've seen what he did to Hassan Ndam, and then I've seen what he did to Lenin Castillo. But Jacobs once upon a time was considered a puncher. Let's see, you know, can he live up to those, you know, past memories of themselves. Remember when him and Peter Quillen were fighting, that was allegedly two punches. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button as it helps with the visibility of the show. It's going to help this show grow, and it'll put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that need to know. We even do live fight chats around here, breaking down the fight and calling the action as it happens.
You know what I just noticed? So I have the chat, right, the YouTube chat pulled up, and I'm like, wow, a lot of people are giving me love today. They're saying, let's go, Danny, vamos, Danny. And then I realized they're talking about Danny.
Yeah. No, listen, they're actually talking about you, bro. Vamos, Danny, it's got to be for you. Danny Jacobs is not Mexican. You are.
I hear you, champ. I hear you. Shout out Luis Reyes. He says, I can't lie. Ringwalk Danny has been a great addition to the squad.
There you go. Shout out Show Kid in the chat. Big Matthew in the UK. Matthew's letting us know that it does hold 7,000 for boxing. So I don't understand why on a telecast they were trying to make it seem like Danny's never fought in front of 7,000 people when obviously he has, especially in the Barclays Center. But I do get that it could be he's never fought in front of 7,000, you know, fans cheering against him.
You know,
fighting in the Barclays is hometown for him. He's from Brooklyn.
Of course. No, I really believe what they were referring to was that he's never fought in hostile territory before.
Yes.
You know, previous to this fight, he had only fought one time outside of the United States. He fought in Canada about 11 and a half years ago. I'm sorry, he fought in Puerto Rico as well. Both fights were early on in his career. Both fights were before he was a champion. So
this is at 175?
This is at 168.
Really?
Yeah, 168 Superman.
Uh-oh, look at Danny trying to get back in the mix. You know, 168 is where Canelo's at.
Oh, bro, this has been confusing me. I thought you were talking about me. I'm like, I've been in the mix.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're Daniel.
Ringwalk. But both men in the ring, obviously, we do not have audio as we would be flagged by YouTube, but both men in the ring.
By the zone. Wow, I didn't expect John Ryder to be that tall.
No, you know, at the.
Is this the camera angle?
Yeah, because at the weigh-in, Danny looked significantly. And when I say significantly, probably like 3 inches taller than John Ryder.
Dan, they said we're way behind. The first round is over. Am I not live?
Oh, look at the bottom.
Oh,
right.
We would have to go back to live. We're not live. Whatever. I'm not going to miss the whole first round. So what? I'm starting from here. You're watching it with me here. Danny Jacobs and John Ryder in the center of the ring. And Jacobs looking poised, taking his time. Just pawing with the jab. I would love to see some assertion with that jab, you know. There you go. Tripled it up. They called you Mini Braun Strowman in the chat, bro. Uh-oh.
We've heard that a few times. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look him up. I didn't know who he was. Currently, we are about 40 seconds into the first round as John Ryder does bring some pressure. They tie up very quickly. Obviously, still a filling out process.
Ryder's going to have to go ahead and, you know, take advantage of the fact that he's got Daniel Jacobs on his home soil and really push the pace of this fight so he could get the crowd involved, maybe sway some judges, steal some early rounds. Again, Jacobs having to travel to the United Kingdom. This is about 3 hours. You know, he's on New York time, so this is about 3 hours ahead of him or something.
Five?
Okay. Three would be the west or backwards, right?
Right, from the west to the east.
Good two-piece combination.
By John Ryder on the inside.
And that last hook looks like it wobbled Daniel Jacobs just a bit.
I don't know about that. You know, Danny's shooting off the jab.
He's just measuring with the jab. I wonder if this UK ref is going to start to warn him, as obviously that is up to the discretion of the referee, but you can't just have that jab at hand out there like that.
Right. Seeing Danny shoot off the jab, seeing them shoot that 1-2. Obviously, Ryder, a southpaw, so there is going to be adjustments being made as there's any time. Ooh, nice 1-2
good
to the body.
Right by Danny to the body. I was just about to say he's giving Ryder too much respect, and I think he just might have earned some there with that right hand to the body of Ryder.
You know, I don't know if that is the case. Another right to the body of Ryder.
And
right
a straight
to
right
top
to the head by Daniel Jacobs, letting his hands go more than usual.
You know, I think he knows that
jab by Ryder.
That Ryder is a aggressive fighter. I think he knows he's going to have to be a bit more active. Jacobs,
Ryder jumping in with the double left.
So, you know, it's still a filling out process between
nice
both men.
Nice right hook to body by Ryder, but one and tie up, man. He's going to have to get busier than that. Now he's working on this clinch, and Jacobs doing all the tying up. Ryder's pretty stocky, huh?
Yeah.
Oh!
No telling how much.
Nice looping right. Goes around the guard of Jacobs. And a right hook as Jacobs leans in. Ryder starting to land on the money. He's in physically good shape.
Since we are behind, are
yeah,
we able
we
to skip?
We could skip now, but we'll be
30 seconds.
Go back to live. Let's see. So, yeah, but we missed that round. What's that?
That was the end of the second?
Probably.
Because I know in the chat they're saying the second's over.
Sheesh. Bro, you're killing me here.
Yo, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You ain't trying to go to the second?
Bro, we were just live.
You're going back
even further than what we...
Nah, I'm going to... We missed the second because you said go live. You want to miss the whole second?
I mean...
All right, we're going live. My man wants to miss... He wants to skip a whole round and catch up to the people. Insane.
I mean, why wouldn't you start the fight live?
I didn't know it was live.
So don't blame me for your fuck-up.
Oh, you didn't
As we see the highlights of that second round, it seemed like more nice right hands to the body from Jacobs to Ryder.
Yo, my man said you guys should just go live. We're live now.
We're live now. 2-0 Jacobs.
We took Danny's advice. We're in the future. Third round, timestamp, 2:56 on the clock. Jacobs in the gray and black shorts for anybody living under a rock. John Ryder wearing white and red. And white Ryder looks a little looser this round. So we don't know what happened in that second, but he's definitely looking like he's feeling himself. I'm shocked by how good of a shape he looks in.
You know, as we
good
see,
jab by Danny.
As we see the total punch that Danny was more than double the punches thrown, but just a three-punch difference. So
yep. Good right hand to the body by Jacobs.
He's been working that so far this fight. You know, so far Ryder is the more accurate fighter.
Ooh. Almost caught Ryder with a counter punch on the way in. Jacobs looking very measured.
As they kind of...
Little jab to the body there by John Ryder.
Yeah.
And Jacobs tying up. He doesn't want to mix it up on the inside with Ryder. Ryder going to have to start letting his hands go.
Well, you know, I think we've seen it in the past with Ryder. He is obviously an aggressive fighter.
Chopping hook.
Kind of does what he needs to win. So, you know, it's not bad bad idea from Danny Jacobs, obviously, especially if the ref is letting it happen. As we arrive at the midway point of round number three, John Ryder kind of having Danny Jacobs on his back foot a bit against the ropes now as they come back to the center of the ring. John Ryder kind of playing with him, seeing what it is he can do. And, you know, another tie-up.
Oh, good inside shots on... from Ryder as Jacobs tries to again tie up.
Absolutely.
Jacobs needs to separate himself here. Obviously, John Ryder, you know, I don't know. Does he have any world's level win?
No, he doesn't. You know, he doesn't. Obviously, the world level fights he has been in, he's been game. As we near.
Oh, good two piece to the body, led with the left by Ryder.
Jacob,
and he's making it a rough fight for for Jacobs on the inside, keeping his hands going.
Absolutely, and I think that's something both of us kind of saw coming.
Oh, good right hand hook off the ropes for Ryder as Jacobs was trying to size him up on the ropes himself.
No, for sure. Ooh,
chopping left hand by Jacobs.
Yep, nice left. Another right
followed
to the
by
body.
An uppercut to the
and
body
then a
by
left
Jacobs.
Hook by Jacobs. There we go. Jacobs barely.
Now we got ourselves a fight.
There we go. 20 seconds left in the third round. As both fighters are kind of trying to see what.
Ryder doing a good job of using mental Canelo-like pressure to get Jacobs back against those ropes. He's barely throwing punches, but he's got Jacobs moving backwards. Good right hand by Jacobs as the bell rings. And tough fight. Tough fight to score for sure. That round, you know, I kind of like what I seen from Jacobs, but I like the pressure of Ryder. I like the fact that he's making this a tough fight, an uncomfortable one for Jacobs. You know, punching on the inside, punching during the clinch.
Do you think any of that has been effective so far, though?
I think they're scoring punches, man. Those inside little, you know, little hooks and stuff. I feel like they're scoring.
Yeah, everyone so far in the comments commenting 3-0 for Jacobs. You know, from the highlights of the second round, I thought Jacobs won the second. So.
Shout out to Danny, made us fast forward into the future.
So as we are the voice of the people,
have to listen to them.
I'm going
to
listen to the people and say it's 3-0 Jacobs.
3-0. Let's see, man.
Start of the fourth round.
This is John Ryder's big opportunity. I mean, think about it. When will he get another American, former champion, former two-time champion, to foreign soil? You know, I mean, this is his opportunity. He's really got to step on the gas here and try to implement his game plan. But as I say that, he lands a good stepping in jab, but again, they end up in the clinch, man. This is remnants of B-Hop here.
For those of you not watching the DAZN telecast, they did just have Gabe Rosado's unofficial scorecard. He had
good body shot by Ryder.
He had the first round, a 10-10 round, gave the second and third to Jacobs, as both men kind of exchange punches there. Jacobs with a nice left hand seemed to connect to the face of Danny Jacobs.
Ryder, good head movement.
Have you been surprised at all, Ness, from what you expected to see so far in this fight?
I mean, you know, you want to think that Jacobs can blow this guy out, but this is a guy that, you know, hung in there with Callum Smith and has about a 5-fight maybe win streak. You know, so he's got some momentum, and like I said, you know, he's brought an American to his house. So he's got to be on a different level right now, but he's got to start putting it together if he wants to win any rounds, as there's a lot of posturing, you know, a lot of head movement, but not a lot of glove landing, not a lot of oh, good little jab to the body by Ryder there as Jacobs tries to pivot and left hook.
And
Danny's left leg kicked out from under him as Ryder simultaneously landed a right hook to the head and during the clinch. And Danny fighting out of the clinch there, shooting a right to the right uppercut to the body, trying to land a left hook, but Ryder doing a good job of blocking it.
No, for sure.
And Ryder with a straight left to the body.
Another clinch.
Kind of fainted with the jab and and jumped straight in with a lead left hook, left straight left to the body.
No, for sure. I just feel like a lot of those punches aren't really effective punches, but Jacobs is definitely going to have to do more to make sure to be winning these rounds. Ryder is actually coming off two straight wins since his loss to Callum Smith.
Man, I thought he was on a 5-fight win streak.
Two-fight win streak. Both fights have took place since we last saw Jacobs in the ring against Gabe Rosado. People are saying we're still behind.
How? It says we live, bro.
Yeah, it does say live. You know, but I think, you know, what they hear from us, you know, it's delayed from.
Maybe. Maybe. But that was the end of the fourth round.
End of the fourth round. As on
Connor
the,
no, Ben Connor. Is now being interviewed ringside.
Yes, sir. You know, for those of you who haven't heard, it looks like the fight was offered for Connor to Maurice Hooker. Maurice had to pull out with an injury. A few names being thrown around.
Van Heerden accepts the offer.
And Chris Van Heerden accepts the offer. So let's see. Obviously, Connor Ben coming off that sensational knockout of Chris Algieri.
Mm-hmm.
Dude might be the UK's real deal.
I mean, you know, obviously in that welterweight division, no one's going to think you're the man until you beat a Virgil or an Ennis. If you're an up-and-comer, you know? And
no,
if you're, and if you're an older name, you got to beat an Earl or a Crawford.
Absolutely. Start around 5-4, you know, 10 seconds into the fifth round.
And Jacobs lands a jab right from the rip.
Absolutely.
Still in that still in that orthodox position for Jacobs. Sometimes he switches.
We haven't seen that as of yet. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Ryder, the southpaw fighter. As we see Jacobs land a jab.
Yeah. He could just win this fight, it looks like, on his toes. But I'd be happy if he let a little bit more right hands go.
Now, Dusty, as we're about 40 seconds into the fifth round, we haven't really seen Ryder try to do much so far this round.
Except for the occasional right hand to the body. There goes a right hand upstairs.
From Jacobs to Ryder.
Actually, from Ryder to Jacobs.
Okay.
At the hook, southpaw, right hook position. The thing is that Ryder's throwing one at a time. I don't know if it's the height of Jacobs, but you see, it's like he gets in within range and then he's clinching.
No, for sure. You know, as we see the total punches, Jacobs outlanding.
Separating himself with 208 punches thrown so far.
You know, almost double what John Ryder has thrown, but John Ryder is the more accurate. Jacobs has landed more, but Ryder has been the more accurate fighter.
As Jacobs looking fresh and on his toes, man. Maybe that time off did him some well.
No, absolutely. You know, somebody who's been professional for 15 years, you know, 15th month layoff might have done him some good.
A lot of clinching, though. A lot of clinching.
You know,
not very fan-friendly, this fight.
You know, and let's keep in mind, too, Jacobs relatively new to the super middleweight division. Two fights ago when he fought Chavez Jr., that was actually at light heavy. So, you know, Jacobs looks good so far. It is a very weird and it was kind of like a weird fight so far. A lot of clinching. A lot of small punches on the inside as they clinch.
Ooh, good combination. Ended in a nice right hand on the button. But, man, Ryder took that well.
He did. Jacob did. He looked very well with that punch.
You would figure that would have hurt Ryder or pushed him back. He took that very well.
As Jacobs landed a few nice body shots, Ryder responded with a very nice jab to the face.
I agree with Tone Romeo in the chat who says Jacobs needs to let his hands go.
Which,
true.
Which I guess we've seen a bit more this round, especially in combinations. You know, he's letting 3-4 shots go at once.
But this is Ryder's fault, too. Like, Jacobs, you know, he's going to set the pace, and he's going to want to box. So that's why he's clinching Ryder every time he comes on the inside. It's up to Ryder to make this an ugly fight and to push his pace, man. All these people are here to see him get a hometown win. He better get on it.
No, absolutely. And it's funny, right, because, you know, I've seen a few comments of Jacobs needing to let his hands go, but he's thrown about 100 more punches than John Ryder so far.
Yeah, I mean, but those could be jabs.
I know.
You
absolutely.
Know, a lot of those could be jabs. I mean, he's throwing definitely a lot of jabs, but they're not even meaningful jabs, you know. They're just...
Right.
They're just, hey, I'm here. I'm, you know, look at these punches. But they're not, I don't know. I from the opening round, I said I want to see him be a little more assertive.
As we see the
and
the
you
replay.
See the replay, we see Ryder pushing the action, but it's ineffective aggression. Obviously, he's not, you know, landing as much as he would want to, but he better step on it. We are on the sixth round now of the 12-round fight. Timestamp 252, 251, 250, 249 in the sixth round. And Jacob circling and definitely popping the jab, taking that half step back. Ryder needing to cut the distance and do some work on the inside. Definitely land some big shots to the body, slowing Jacobs down. Double left hand for Ryder as he lunges in and does score those two punches. But again, just like Jacobs didn't hurt Ryder with that big right, doesn't look like Ryder can hurt Jacobs with his double left.
We just see Ryder land a very nice straight left to the body of Jacobs. Jacobs responds with a three-punch combination.
Good little left on the inside by
very physical, man.
Ryder in the clinch.
A lot of clinching, a lot of forearms in the clinch, especially up against the ropes. We see the ref have a few words with Danny Jacobs as he breaks up the clinch. Jacob shoot off a few jabs.
Ryder looks good from the outside, but then when he cuts the distance, man, he allows himself to be clinched, man. He needs to definitely go in there and act more like a buzzsaw.
You know, I kind of wish he would
There you go. And boop, again, they end in a clinch.
I was going to say, I kind of wish Ryder could cut the ring off a bit more, because when Jacobs wants to move, he moves. Unless they're in the clinch, that's when Ryder lets off a few shots, as we see both men.
No, he's allowing Jacobs to continue to circle. That's what it is.
No, absolutely. You know, he needs to be able to cut that ring once again. Another clinch, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's bad.
For Tone, shout out to Tone Romeo. He said Danny is getting warned for the headbutt. Obviously, due to copyright purposes, we cannot have the audio.
Oh, straight
on.
Right by Danny Jacobs down the pipe. Definitely gets the attention of Ryder. Ryder with another wide right hook, kind of landing in the spine area of Jacobs.
About 55 seconds left here in round
straight right
six.
By Jacobs. Another right attempt by Jacobs. I guess he's hearing, the fans that are telling him to let those hands go, starting to do that here in the sixth. More than halfway through it. We've got 41 seconds left on the time clock. 38, 37, 36, 35 seconds left. And Ryder needing to do something. Oh!
It's both men land to the face.
Big combination. Six punches thrown by Jacobs, and one lands, but not before Ryder landing his own. So good exchange there.
Absolutely.
For both men.
Coming on about 15 seconds here.
Both these guys taking each other power pretty well. Again, straight right by Jacobs. And again, Ryder just comes forward as if to say, you can't hurt me.
You know, and I think that they're able to take, you know, each other's punches really well. It's been a while since we saw, I want to say, the Sergio Mora. I know that Chavez Jr. retired, but I think Sergio Mora was like Danny's last true knockout. And that was, what, 6 years
Whoa,
ago?
Whoa, that's a long time ago.
6 years ago.
And he got dropped in that round, in that fight, didn't he?
He did.
Straight left here being replayed. That's the double that I seen Ryder land earlier. And now he's getting a double replay for the same little punch. Uh-oh. And there's the straight right of Daniel Jacobs that we spoke about. The double jab. And that's what he needs to do more of, man. Double that jab. Cut the distance. Shoot the straight right. But look at him. He lands the right, and you see him. He's jumping back out instead of staying there and giving up a few more shots. I don't get it. You know, look, man, it's about entertaining the fight fans, man. You got to make these guys want to buy DAZN to watch you. And speaking of that, if you're watching us on YouTube and you're wondering where to watch the fight, the link is in the description to get DAZN. And, do so. Click it. Ryder with another little sneaky hook over the jab of Jacobs here in the seventh round. Timestamp 245, 244 in the seventh round. Ryder Jacobs back in the center of the ring. And Ryder with another jab that lands. And it's because Jacobs is doing nothing with his jab hand. It's more of a probing jab, a range finder. There's no sort of muscle on it, no sort of snap, nothing. And that's why Ryder is getting right past it. But ending up in clinches for sure, man. Wasting energy wrestling.
And it seems so far in the fight, the only person that's trying to work in the clinch is Ryder.
Yeah.
You know.
No, Jacobs is comfortable letting the ref come to reset the action. And it's funny you even say that because a few rounds ago, they were in a clinch and Ryder punched during the clinch and Jacobs just looks at the ref like, you seen that? You seen that? And it's like, bro, protect yourself at all times. You're in a fight, man.
Absolutely. You know, I think we're seeing, although...
Double right hand by Jacobs, showing some athleticism there.
Although I do feel like Danny is winning the fight, I think we're seeing what we felt. We thought John Ryder was going to do and giving him a tough fight. You know, we've seen it in his past fights. He doesn't make it easy for anybody, so... reaching the halfway point here, minute 30 into the seventh round. Both men in the center of the ring, and, you know, they punched themselves.
More clinching by Danny. Yeah. Danny wants no inside fighting whatsoever. Being told by the chat that Jacobs is 35 years old now, something to consider, I guess, as to why he's clinching and doesn't want to do any inside fighting. But, you know, you just automatically think that Danny was supposed to be on another level. And while he's winning every round, there's not much separation here. You know, these clinches aren't helping. It's not a fan-friendly fight. I don't know that it's anything that the networks will be ecstatic about. You know, and they got Rosado, obviously, in the commentating booth. I don't know if they're trying to build towards a Rosado Jacobs 2 or maybe Rosado Ryder, but... Not many fights at 68 over there on that side unless Jacobs is going to fight Andre. Now Jacobs stands his ground and lets some punches go, but he ends up in the defensive position as this is where Ryder wants him, and he's taking punches now. I don't know what he wants or what he's doing, but Ryder definitely landing hooks and uppercuts, body shots, and straight rights. Another uppercut up the middle. This is not what Jacobs wants, but he heard me. This is what we want. Oh. This is a fight. Jacobs fights out right before the bell and lands his own right hand. But I don't know. That exchange was ending up better for John Ryder, without a doubt.
No, absolutely. You know, the last 30 seconds of round number 7, probably the most exciting as we...
Of
the fight, for sure, as we see the replay, their exchanges. You know, Jacobs was landing as well.
Good uppercut by Ryder, bro.
But
sneaky little inside shots. Short shots, too, man.
It seemed like 10, 12 unanswered punches from Ryder to Jacobs as Jacobs...
Wow, I wonder, did that steal the round for him, man? He had a little rally. They're showing the replay here. And fuck, man, he had a little rally.
No, for sure. You know, and...
Jacobs just so much wider than Ryder.
You know, and I feel like that's what Ryder needs to do because just because you're making it difficult for him at times doesn't mean you're winning the rounds. So if he took some of your best shots and, you know, the probability of you knocking him out isn't there, you know, he has to let his
hands action go. Is back, and Jacobs and Ryder in the center of the ring. Let's see if they pick up where they left off, Danny, because I would love to see Danny square up and fight yet again. And there he goes with a chopping left hook, but he finishes in a clinch. Another
clinch.
Danny switched into the southpaw position. He's looking like maybe he wants to come out. Do you think this is his killer mode, like Terrence Crawford? You know, where Crawford switches to southpaw, he goes all kill. OMG. Whoa. Fire that studio intern, please. Just threw the waters across the table.
Threw the water at the talent, man.
No respect for the talent here, I tell you. No respect for Daniel Jacobs, I tell you that. John Ryder definitely trying to let as much leather land on his face as possible. And whenever Jacobs isn't clinching, it's a better fight.
No, absolutely. You know, so far, we're only a minute.
Clubby shots from Jacobs. That left hook so inaccurate.
We're only a minute and 20 seconds into round number 8. I don't see Jacobs having as much success southpaw, but, you know, obviously a very short time in southpaw so far.
He's still in a southpaw position here in this whole 8th round so far.
Ryder lands a nice overhand left before they clinch, and the ref has to break it up once again. And I saw someone
Ryder with a nice little right hook
in the comments, and I totally agree. Definitely not like Bud. I feel like Bud is as good orthodox as he is southpaw, and vice versa. So
no, I just meant, do you think that that's his killer mode, like Bud? When Bud goes to southpaw, he is it's kill time.
I would say that's a no. I feel like been very ineffective.
Combination punch by John Ryder, landing like a three punch. Combination right on the face of Daniel Jacobs in the inside. It must be the referee telling Jacobs not to clinch, because we're getting less clinching and more fighting, and that's what we needed.
I feel like the ref has now let them fight a bit more on the inside,
mm-hmm.
a bit more on the clinch.
Ryder trying that sneaky uppercut again. Jacobs must be tired, bro, yeah. Trying to smother Ryder. He doesn't really want to clinch, but he's trying to be within inches of Ryder so that the punches have no effect. But Ryder landing a three-punch combination, and Jacobs having a clinch, and Ryder still letting hands go, jumping in with another double left. Uh-oh, Jacobs not looking. Whoa, lands. Oh, Ryder just landed another big left. Jacobs not looking well. I'm pretty sure the ref doesn't want Jacobs to clinch because he's the, oh,
nice
shit.
Left uppercut.
Ryder lands a left uppercut on the inside and
another one. Overhand,
oh,
right.
Oh, my God.
And that ends round number eight. Yo,
bro.
Jacobs, he needs to come out round nine in
what
orthodox
the hell just
position.
Happened? That just got crazy. Either he got tired or he was warned that he's going to get a point taken for not, like, That's when you need to clinch. Like, I don't want you to clinch when you're regular fighting, but when you're getting your ass beat, you better clinch and stop that action.
No, for sure. And I don't.
Wow, that was a lot of unanswered punches. I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, but that I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know what Jacobs was doing that entire round, because southpaw, he just kept getting touched the whole round as he was in a southpaw stance.
Look at this uppercut. The right hand right on the button. His fucking ears flippity flop. You see them shit? Damn. Bruh, some of them was on behind the head. He's crazy. I don't know. Oh, my God. That was a lot. Oof. Look at that body shot. Fold him. Inside with the left. Whoa. Let's go, Ryder, making it a fight.
As we
ninth round. Timestamp 2:51 on the clock if you want to watch along with us. And Jacobs, again, falling into another clinch. I don't know if it's the time out of the ring. Oh, big right hand by Ryder as Jacobs tried to come in with a straight left. Uh-oh, and Jacobs right away wants to smother and get on the inside. Looking at the ref as to say, look, I'm not clinching. It's him. Look at my hands. Ryder needs to let hands go. Jacobs looks tired. Good jab by Ryder. Ryder holding behind the head and punching with the left hand. Little shoeshine flurry to the body. Oh, man, just landed another inside left by Ryder.
I don't understand why Jacobs is still in the southpaw stance. I don't get it. He's having zero success. As we see, just Ryder, a nice right hand by Jacobs land. But Ryder's been I've given him at least the last two rounds.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know where Jacobs' head is at, why he wants to be on the inside when he knows he's the tall, longer man. He's the one with the feet. He should be setting up Ryder from the outside. This is exactly where Ryder wants to be.
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously having a lot of success, especially as of late. You know, like I said, he was making it an uncomfortable fight, but he wasn't winning rounds.
Good jab. Big left hand by Ryder. Bro, what is up? Can he not see these punches?
Dude, I'm telling you, he has to get out of that southpaw stance. He's had zero success.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Every time Ryder throws a combination, it's like one of those landing hard. The thing is, does he have the power to hurt Jacobs or put him down?
I thought he hurt him at the end of the last round. You know, dude, Jacobs needs to get out of that southpaw stance. I can't believe they're letting him continue in that.
Good jab. Both of them actually land jabs. Ryder with another left hand, but Jacobs lands his own left hook. But now Jacobs look like he's squinting out of the eye, or is it me?
I don't see it.
Inside left by Ryder yet again.
Both men exchanging.
Good
punches.
Fight. Good action here. Great matchmaking by Matchroom.
A nice left hand and a right hand.
I'm glad they
Jacobs
decided to
Ryder.
Fight because it was so much clinching earlier. It could have made it a stinker, but they're fighting now. Good little right on the inside to the body. By Jacobs to Ryder. Ryder coming right back. Big uppercut by Ryder yet again. Pez dispenser head for Jacobs as he freaking didn't get out of the way of that left uppercut by Ryder, who's having success with it pretty much all night. Referee seems to have warned John Ryder about punching behind the head of Jacobs, but it's Jacobs that's trying to smother Ryder and be on the inside, so, you know.
As round number nine comes to an end, you know, last three rounds, and would you say
that's... I would definitely give it to Ryder. I feel like he has the momentum going into it. And he's look at these replays. He's landing the bigger shots here, man.
Nice overhand.
Look, he rolled with that. Boom. Look at that straight, that right, excuse me, that left, back left hook, followed up by the jab. Partially blocked right hook there by Ryder. Good defense on Jacobs' behalf. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. And if you haven't already subscribed, do so. This is our first time going live, but we go live 7 days a week, every single day. Don't miss one day of live boxing talk and action right here on TBV. Just yesterday, we aired live fights from Mexico, which can still be seen on our YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We're in the 10th round, timestamp 2:50 on the clock, and it looks like the unofficial scorecard has it 87-85, which would be Rosado's scorecard. And Ryder's still pushing the action.
One thing to note about that scorecard, the last three rounds, so round 7, 8, and 9 were given to Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
Round 2 through 6 were given to Jacobs. The first round, Rosado scored at 10-10.
Yeah, I don't do 10-10s.
Jacobs
still in that southpaw.
I don't get it. I really don't. Oh. As we see Ryder land a nice right before Danny.
And that jab that he landed, it had an effect of a right hook was what it looked like.
No, absolutely. And now.
Another right jab to the body.
And now John
bends Ryder, Jacobs slightly.
John Ryder has came back and has now outthrown
Daniel Jacobs and even outlanded Daniel Jacobs.
So obviously most of that coming in the
and that's according to CompuBox, obviously, you know.
Obviously majority of that coming in the last 3.5 rounds.
Hands extremely low for Jacobs. This is when Ryder needs to really step on the gas right now. Step on the pedal. Look at his hands. Both hands extremely low. Look at that.
I don't
practically underneath the chest.
I don't understand why it is that Jacobs is still in southpaw stance. Ever since he switched, he's had zero success. They have all been Ryder moments,
sneaking in little body shots on the inside during this clinch.
Tone Romeo saying Ryder using head movement like a southpaw Canelo. We just saw Jacobs land a nice jab, but Ryder is definitely a lot more active.
Good. Straight left by Jacobs, and that's where he needs to be, circling, jabbing, shooting the 1-2. Not on the inside, letting Ryder have some success. Ryder should be trying to cut the distance, trying to cut the ring off, being frustrated. But when Jacobs does this, he's putting himself in danger.
A lot
good
less,
jab to the body, chest there by Jacobs.
A lot less action so far compared to the last round, but...
And it looks like Ryder himself has gotten a little tired because Jacobs is landing more shots and now switches to the orthodox, but not before getting hit with a big jab by Ryder that did – it had the effect of a freaking right hook. Look at those – yo, he's landing some really
– some nice jabs.
Strong jabs.
He just landed a nice overhand left there.
Wow.
Before round number 10 came to an end. You think another right round?
Arguably, but I could see Jacobs fans giving it to him. He landed a couple of 1-2s. You know, he circled a little bit. But it's on the inside what I don't like. I don't like the way Jacobs is fighting on the inside. It's as if he's being warned by the ref that he'll be deducted a point. So he's got his hands by his side as to say, hey, I'm not doing anything.
Right.
But he's getting hit. And Ryder's letting hands go during those exchanges.
And obviously, you know, we're not able to hear. I did see some comments earlier in the fight where they said that Jacobs was being warned for his headbutts on the inside. So, you know.
I'm glad that the UK didn't let him continue to, you know, clinch and do anything illegal, man. Let's fight. Let's fight. And now that he's fighting, he's looking tired. And that's probably why it's good that the referee didn't allow the clinching, because that clinching, man, that's a snooze fest. Shout out Chick Chick Arabelle. He says, yo, TBV, yo, Ness and Danny. What up, Chick?
What's going on, champ?
Shout out to Canna in the chat. I see you. Canna, mute this guy over here with this stream live bull crap.
Obviously, now into the championship rounds.
Little inside left by Jacobs in the clinch there.
We're about 30 seconds into the 11th round. You know, more clinching, more inside fighting. It seems like the ref is letting them do a bit more on the inside and a bit more on the clinch.
I need to see Ryder of 4 rounds ago come right back and, you know, show us.
You know, Jacobs has...
Oh, big left hand. Uh-oh, but Jacobs lands his own choppy almost behind the back. But, man, but wow, I need to see that replay. Ryder landed a huge back left hook on Jacobs, and now Jacobs is just leaning into Ryder. Definitely, you can tell he's affected by that punch as well. Ryder is just landing numerous shots everywhere, man. He needs to create just a little bit of space.
Jacobs back in the orthodox stance. Man, Ryder must know he's down in this fight. I think he has to let those hands go. You know, he literally has a minute and a half left in the 11th and, you know, the 12th round, and that's
it. He needs these 2 rounds big, too, man.
But even if he
gets
them,
good rallies.
Even if he gets them, I don't know that he wins the fight. I think he needs to hurt Jacobs and...
At least a knockdown, right?
Something, you know. That left
a good 10-8 round, though, and he might get it.
You know, that left uppercut has been his best two or three landed punches.
Yes.
In this fight.
Either that or that back left hook and the obviously the right hook from his southpaw stance. He's been landing that very well.
He's been landing the jab very well.
That is true. He's fighting well, man. He's exceeding expectations, I believe.
I don't know if he's exceeding them, but
I think so.
You think so?
I didn't think Ryder was on Jacobs' level, and here he is making it a competitive fight.
No, I thought it was going to be a competitive fight. You know, I said it earlier in the week.
But it shouldn't. Obviously, you know, Jacobs is two-time champion. He's been in the ring with
That's
Canelo
great,
and Golovkin.
You know,
it shouldn't be.
He's deteriorating, you know, professional for 15 years, 15 months inactive, like, you know, he's not the same that Danny Jacobs, you know, that fought Golovkin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice land punches by both men.
Jacobs tries a looping right, which partially lands, and he tried to double it up. Another straight right by Jacobs. Seems like he's trying to rally here. Final seconds.
Yeah, man.
I'm shocked that he's not able to land that right more. I'm telling you. I mean, listen, man, Jacobs is a high-level amateur, you know. He's been on the elite level for a long time. I wasn't expecting him to be getting hit with these type of shots from John Ryder. I'm just being real.
No, for sure. Shout out to Canna.
And I'm sure, I mean, did anybody check the betting line beforehand? I know we use my bookie around these streets, but I didn't even check.
No, I didn't check.
This is not a fight I was interested in betting in, you know, but...
You bet in the Super Bowl this weekend, though?
That's for fools. But Jacobs, Charlo, give it to me. Jacobs Plant, let me get it. Jacobs Andre.
You want to see those fights after what you've seen today?
Yeah, he ain't going to clinch Charlo. Crazy. Ryder smaller than Charlo. And Ryder is not the southpaw that Andre is. It won't be a good fight with those names, is what you're saying. 107 to 103 on Rosado's scorecard, giving the last 2 rounds to Daniel Jacobs. So on Rosado's scorecard, Ryder needs to do something big.
No, I'm telling you, bro, I kind of see it the same way. I don't know that Ryder has won the last 5 rounds.
Nah. He lost momentum after the three that he picked up from the 5th to the 8th.
No.
Right? Excuse me, the 8th to the 8th to the 11th.
I think he won 7, 8, 9, right?
Yeah. Seven. No. I thought it was...
Yeah, 7, 8, 9.
I thought it was 8, 9, 10. And then he lost momentum 11, which is the round that just turned. I didn't think Jacobs won the last two. I thought Jacobs won the last round.
So you've given 4 rounds to Ryder.
Yes.
Okay. Either way, man, still not going to win it on the scorecards. You know, he needs to do something. Like, we're seeing a lot of what we saw the first half of the fight.
And I'm saying, no, I don't know that I gave him 4 rounds. I gave him the last three, not being the 11th.
I got you. You know, a minute and a half left into the fight as Danny Jacobs lands a nice right hand. Once again, lands, clinches. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Danny by decision, man. I really think it's going to be Danny by decision, and hopefully...
It should be.
I know some people have, going into the 12th round, had it 6 rounds to 5. I don't know that it was that close, but, you know, he is on foreign territory as we see Danny Jacobs switch from orthodox back to southpaw as he lands a nice chopping left hook to the face of John Ryder. Once again, though, man, another clinch, another separation from the ref. 45 seconds left into the fight. Danny Jacobs lands a nice right hand as John Ryder puts him in the headlock. Both men exchanging punches for a few moments, but, you know, like I said.
37 seconds left.
A lot
man.
Of clinching. We are now at the 30-second mark. Excuse me, once again in the clinch. You know, I think Danny Jacobs has been winning this round. You know, I don't see Ryder having, you know, I'm 15 seconds left. I'm giving this round to Jacobs. I don't see John Ryder having won more than 4 rounds, man.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a 116, 112.
And I only seen him winning the 3 that I seen him win. I don't know if he won any earlier rounds. I wasn't, you know, I feel like the earlier rounds were going to Jacobs.
As the fight comes to an end, both men show a bit of an embrace, you know, go to each other's corners as customary post fight to show some love. I don't know, man. Talk to me. You so 9-3? Is it a 9-3 fight for you? A 117-111 card for Nestor Gibbs on the Jacobs Ryder fight?
117-111.
That is
the next one would be 116-112.
Right, that's 8-4.
And the next one would be 115-113.
That's 7-5.
It was more 8-4, 7-5, really.
Okay, you just said 9-3, so.
I know, but that's because that was his rally. He rallied those last three. I didn't really, you know what I'm saying, see him.
I would have to
go back and see which ones of the early rounds he might have stole.
I had an 8-4.
So I think 8-4 is better.
You know, I had an 8-4 for the rounds. For the rounds coming in the second half of the fight. And, you know, even if you give him one of the rounds in the first half of the fight, it's still a Jacobs fight. You know, but one thing to keep in mind, they are in the UK. It is a Ryder Pro crowd. You know, he's fighting in front of his fans. So, you know, now we await the decision. I wish, man.
What?
No, I was going to say, I wish there was a way to, like, for one of us to listen to the scorecards at least, you know?
Mm-mm. I mean, on your phone, if you got the zone on your phone, you get up and go to the Studio B. Hey, it's the only way, my friend.
The neutral corner had it 115-113 for John Ryder. Well, I'm seeing a few people saying it's a draw, but the majority is saying... About 7-5, 8-4 for Danny Jacobs.
Yeah, that sounds about right, man.
As both men come to the center of the ring, being held by the ref, awaiting the decision. Both men with their hands up. Obviously, scorecard is currently being read off.
Both men think they won. That's hilarious. Ryder know he ain't doing enough.
Still awaiting the final decision, the winner. John Ryder. Holy goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That's a did Danny Jacobs just shake his hand?
Split decision. They're saying 115-113 for Jacobs.
Bro, did Danny just shake his hand?
So all three judges had it 115-113, 2-4 Ryder, 1 for Jacobs. Wow.
Did Danny just shake his hand? He's out here tripping, man.
Excuse me. Oh, bless, my goodness. They're saying England gave it to him. Look at Eddie Hearn. He looks happy.
Wow. And that's why people don't, I mean, bro, I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say because, you know, I don't want to say much. Jacob should have, you know.
He had no business
done
in
a little more.
In that southpaw stance, dude. Yeah, he went southpaw, I want to say the seventh round, and he was having no success. Obviously allowed for Ryder to get some momentum, to have some huge moments in the fight. You know, Jacobs through several rounds was outlanding and out-throwing John Ryder, and then all of a sudden, he switches southpaw, and everything completely flips.
Yeah. Crazy, man. I didn't think Ryder did enough. I got to go see if there's any early rounds I miss for him to get seven. Seven is a lot.
Seven is a lot.
Seven is a lot of rounds
Jacobs,
to give him.
Jacobs didn't stick around for any post-fight interviews. He went straight to the locker room.
I'm sure.
As we see John Ryder dancing and jumping in the ring, obviously in front of his home crowd.
Hmm.
Wow. No interview for Danny Jacobs. He said deuces.
Well. I wonder, does he retire now? Frustrated?
I don't know, man. I didn't see it that way. But it's tough, man. It's tough when you're going to foreign soil. You can't leave it. You can't leave any room for interpretation, any room, any close rounds is going to the close fighter.
I don't know, man. I don't know that was that many rounds you can give Ryder. But
you know, I'm on Twitter right now.
It is what it is. What is Twitter saying?
Man, Twitter's saying that Jacobs got robbed.
I mean, when doesn't Twitter say that there's a robbery in place? That's really the thing.
You know, I am seeing a lot of comments regarding...
What?
Regarding Jacobs, you know, deteriorating, not looking the same.
I mean, he just looks slower. You know, not as snappy. Not as active as he should have been. But, Stick Talk Boxing says, yo, I hit Patreon for a year. Add me to the back call, good brother. I need your Skype name, brother. Midwest Boxing says, either way, Jacobs didn't look good. He loses to Maul. I still wanted to see that fight with Maul. Now Maul might be like, oh, you lost, so I don't want to fight you. Rude boy, Shatta. Sadly, that's karma from Rosado. Hands up emoji. And that's because obviously he thought Rosado deserved the nod over Jacobs, so now Jacobs gets robbed in the fight where he could have been the one doing the robbing.
Man, I'm reading a lot of comments. A lot of people are not happy with that decision. Very few people I'm seeing on Twitter, at least, that actually felt John Ryder won. So,
yeah, man. Well, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter, those are all the super chats. We'll be back in the studio Monday morning at 6 and Sunday at 4.
We actually got a
super chatty from Julio Guzman.
Jacobs was robbed. Jacobs' legs didn't look good, though. And then I thought I saw one. You read the Rude Boy Shadow one, right?
Yep.
And then I thought there was one earlier. Midwest Boxing said, either way, Jacob didn't look good. He loses tomorrow.
I read those.
Okay. So, yeah, that's all the super chats.
All right. Well, that's GTO, Instagram and Twitter.
Ringwalk Danny on Twitter, on Instagram. We got another super chat. The Neutral Corner says, if you say robbery, it's because you don't know shit about boxing. Stick Talk Boxing with another super chat. He says, Stick Talk. So shout out to Stick Talk Boxing.
Yeah, it doesn't come up under Stick Talk. Did he spell it differently? What do you got there? Is it a common spell? Because I'm searching it.
Stick, space, talk.
Yeah, that ain't coming up. But tell the guys to add you, bro. That's all. Because I don't see it. Stick.
So Ringwalk Danny on all platforms. Obviously follow the Boxing Voice on all platforms. Nest GTO.
Yes, sir.
We will be back tomorrow doing a Super Bowl chat.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. We will be watching the game live in studio, though. And we will also be, doing our every
4 p.m. We're doing 4 p.m. on Sunday. Then we're doing 6 a.m. on Monday. That's how it's going down. Catch us on the next one. Arrivederci.
Adios.
Goodbye. George, cut him off. We're done. Turn the mics off. It's over. Goodbye. Arrivederci. Bye.
Damn, so he took the TV to watch the Super Bowl, and I thought I was going to bring it in here tomorrow to watch the fucking game.
Boss, man.
You're going to have to watch it right there.
I can bring in a better monitor. Because I'll be engineering that show with you guys, so.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. No. I'm getting hooked up.
You watch football, George?
Yeah, I love football, man.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Who's bum?
Yeah, I'm a sports guy myself.
I was watching the fight. I'm doing
for sure. Damn, man, they got my boy Jacobs again.
Mm-mm.
I thought they got him against Triple G.